Malachi. Chapter 1. The vision of the word of the Lord, Jehovah, to Israel by Malachi, messenger. I have loved you, says the Lord, Jehovah. Yet you say, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Says the Lord, Jehovah, yet I loved Jacob. And I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. This is what the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. They shall build, but I will throw down. And they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord, Jehovah, has indignation forever. And your eyes will see, and you will say, the Lord, Jehovah, will be magnified from the border of Israel. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear, respect? Says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. To you, O priests, who despise my name. And you say, how have we despised your name? You offer polluted bread upon my altar, and you say, how have we polluted you? In that you say, the table of the Lord, Jehovah, is contemptible. And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to your governor. Will he be pleased with you, or accept your person? Says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. And now, I ask you, call upon God that he will be gracious to us. This has been by your means. Will he regard your persons? Says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. Who is there even among you who would shut the doors for nothing? Neither do you kindle fire on my altar for nothing. I have no pleasure in you. Says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. Because from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same my name shall be great among the Gentiles, nations, non-Jews. And in every place incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering, because my name shall be great among the heathen, ungodly nations. Says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. But you have profaned it, in that you say, the table of the Lord, Jehovah, is polluted, and its fruit, even his meat, is contemptible. You also said, indeed, what a weariness it is. And you have snuffed at it. Says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. And you brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick. This is what you brought for an offering. Should I accept this of your hand? Says the Lord, Jehovah. But cursed is the deceiver, who has in his flock a male, and vows, and sacrifices to the Lord a corrupt thing. Because I am a great king. Says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. And my name brings fear among the heathen, ungodly nations.
Malachi chapter 2. And now, O you priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Indeed, I will corrupt your seed, and spread manure upon your faces, even the manure of your solemn feasts. And one will take you away with it. And you will know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant might be with Levi. Says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him because of the feared reverence with which he feared, revered me, and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and evil was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, fairness, and turned many away from evil. Because the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. Because he is the messenger of the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. But you have departed out of the way, you have caused many to stumble at the law, you have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. Therefore I have also made you contemptible and base before all the people, because you have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously each man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah has dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. Because Judah has profaned the holiness of the Lord Jehovah, which he loved, and has married the daughter of a strange god. The Lord Jehovah will cut off the man who does this, the master and the scholar, out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and he who offers an offering to the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. And this you have done again, covering the altar of the Lord Jehovah with tears, with weeping, and with crying out, so much that he does not regard the offering any more, or receives it with goodwill at your hand. Yet you say, why? Because the Lord Jehovah has been witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously. Yet she is your companion, and the wife of your covenant. And did he not make one? Yet he had the leftovers of the Spirit. And why one? That he might seek a godly offspring. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let no one deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. Because the Lord Jehovah, the God of Israel, says that he hates divorce, because one covers violence with his clothing. Says the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. Therefore take heed to your spirit, that you not deal treacherously. You have wearied the Lord Jehovah with your words. Yet you say, how have we wearied him? When you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, and he delights in them. Or, where is the God of judgment? Malachi chapter 3. Look, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Indeed, he shall come, says the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. But who may live in the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? Because he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap, laundry soap. And he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord Jehovah an offering in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord Jehovah, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment. And I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those who oppress the hired one in his wages, the widow, and the fatherless, and who turn aside the stranger from his right, and do not fear, revere me, says the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. Because I am the Lord Jehovah, I do not change, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your forefathers you have gone away from my commands, and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. But you said, how shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse. Because you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house temple, and prove me now in this, says the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. If I will not open to you the windows of heaven, and pour out upon you a blessing, that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he will not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither will your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. And all nations will call you blessed, because you will be a delightful land, says the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. Your words have been strong against me, says the Lord Jehovah. Yet you say, what have we spoken so much against you? You have said, it is a waste of time to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his commands, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes? And now we call the proud happy, yes, those who work wickedness are set up, yes, those who tempt God are even delivered. Then those who feared, revered the Lord Jehovah, spoke often one to another, and the Lord Jehovah listened, and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who feared, revered the Lord Jehovah, and who thought upon his name. And they will be mine, says the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. In that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them, as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you will return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him who serves God and him who does not serve him. Malachi chapter 4. Because, the day comes, that will burn as an oven, and all the proud, yes, and all who do wickedly, will be stubble, and the day that comes shall burn them up. Says the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. That it will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. And you will go forth, and grow up as calves of the stall. And you will tread down the wicked. Because they will be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I will do this, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. Remember the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded to him in Horeb for all Israel, with the laws and judgments. Look, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord Jehovah. And he will turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse.